Monday, the Senate Judiciary Committee will hear from both Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the woman accusing him of sexual assault more than 30 years ago, Christine Blasey Ford. Both will testify under oath. Originally, the Senate committee was scheduled to vote on Kavanaugh's nomination this week. With fewer than 50 days before the midterm elections, close attention is being paid to the developing story. Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, brings the matter up for his usual conversation with John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court has been rocked, I would say, over the weekend by an old allegation about an attempted rape situation here. It is an old allegation going back to high school days. My question to you is it a relevant one? If so, how relevant?
It is relevant. It wasn't relevant when I was at the Senior Expo on a panel Saturday morning and this came up. I mean, I basically told the group there, this is an anonymous, unsubstantiated thing that's been thrown out at the end, and this thing is full speed ahead. It's not going to matter. What happened Sunday morning is that the woman who made the allegation regarding something that happened regarding his alleged assault on her when they were teenagers came forward by name, told her story in detail to the Washington Post, cited other corroborators, such as a therapist's report, and the third party, the other young man, high school man, who was supposedly in the room at the time. And I'm with Jeff Flake, who says this is substantially serious enough that we can't rush this thing now. With this idea of voting Thursday, maybe, maybe not, but at least this woman deserves to be fully considered, heard, and considered. And then some eminent law professors today in either the Washington Post or the New York Times were saying, yeah, it seems unfair. It's in a way. It's late, and it's ancient history. But remember, we're not considering it in terms of criminality. We're not going to put him in jail. He is seeking, he is being nominated for the loftiest court in our land, maybe the most important thing available to an American citizen right now. And we should hear her to see if what happened casts enough doubt or potential aspersion on him that he doesn't get to be on this eminent court. And I think that's a fair way to look at it. But nothing can be done until she is heard and the matter is looked into. I fear Trump this morning, Kellyanne Conway this morning, saying, well, yeah, she needs to be heard, and she needs to be not ridiculed or dismissed, she needs to be heard. And as soon as tomorrow, she was saying. I know people are just, many people are aghast at the allegation. Others are aghast at this kind of thing from that far ago comes up in this context.
But it's late in the process as well.
But this is, she's come forward. She didn't intend to. But she has come forward now. It's an allegation worthy of consideration in terms of a preponderance of evidence, or not a criminal standard, as to whether he goes on the Supreme Court. But of course, the political story is the timing.
You're jumping ahead too on my
Go
next
ahead.
Question.
Go ahead. Ask your question.
Also, the politics of it is the reaction to how the senators on this committee and the Senate as a whole react to this story. Does it have some sort of impact on the midterm elections that are less than 2 months away in terms of, again, building another argument towards either a Democratic base or Republican base?
Roby, I think it's, just to be cynically, to be political about it in a way that might seem cynical, this is a twofer for the Democrats. It puts the Republican senators on the block. What are you going to do about this? Do you show the right level of sensitivity, or don't you? Do you behave in a way that inflames and inspires an already inspired Democratic base? And could that play on the midterms? The other is, if you delay his confirmation, and if we get to the point that they can't get to 51 votes, or they can't get Flakes and get it out of committee, and it is delayed, then you're into the midterm elections when it is possible. I think there's wide agreement the Democrats are probably going to take the House. Who knows what's going to happen in the Senate? There are about six.
There was wide agreement that Hillary Clinton was going to win the Electoral College.
But everybody, even people who assume the Democrats are going to take the House, they've been saying the Republicans will hold the Senate. But there are several seats in play. So, and then Democrats would like nothing more than to Merrick Garland Brett Kavanaugh. I'm using Merrick Garland as a verb, meaning just let the clock run out on him. Fair play, turnabout, dose of your own medicine. So all of that is going on. But it's incredibly dramatic, and history always repeats itself in some form or another. I remember being on vacation, I'll tell this and I'll quit, Santa Fe, New Mexico. My wife and I were going to tour, go up to Taos. We're going to have a nice little long weekend. What did we do? We turned on the TV and it was Anita Hill, and we spent the whole time there in a hotel room watching those gripping hearings. This is a version of that repeated again. Yeah.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns also appear at ArkansasOnline.com, including a Wednesday digital-only column. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can find more Arkansas news at TalkBusiness.net.